start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Spunky onions, boy. Spunky onions, boy.
my feet doing a tweety, tweety, tweet.
We'll be right back. showtime, ladies and gentlemen. Showtime, minus our little echoplex. This is a Ham, WFMU, East Orange, with the sound of Ike Turner and New Breed. Heard Edgar Blanchard with Let's Get It.
Joe.
Thank you. Joe Guitar Morris, The Get Back Part Uno. Jimmy McCracklin and the Blues Blaster Boogie. Our old pal Billy Davis and the Legends with Spunky Onions. And we have a virtual Il Bruce, our color commentator.
Howdy, folks.
We have a virtual entertainment bonanza.
Yeah, a veritable cornucopia, folks.
The entire cultural spectrum today, folks. Mm-hmm. We have we have the world-famous Blue Jays live in the studio.
Yeah, this is a Radio Hound exclusive, folks.
And they are tuning up now, so we should be ready for that in at least an hour. We have an interview with Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, who came through our way this week, and without a doubt, the king of rock and roll as we know it.
Yeah. Not just the king of oldies, you know, but like the king of like classic rock, cutting edge, the whole thing, you know.
You can't see a better live show in America today than Hank
Ballard. Yeah, it's like a pageant, you know, it's like a parade or something.
And that's coming up at exactly 5 o'clock. We have an amazing State of the Vibe report. I heard a little practicing for it this morning.
Oh, you got like a preview of it, huh?
Yeah, a slight preview. Don't even give a hint. It's so good.
It's like silver-plated, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we got to get this echo working. It's bothering me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, let your hair down. If you can't let it down, take it off. You can't let it off, take it off. Just sit down and be cool.
Get those guns out and clean them, folks, okay?
Now dig this.
Bright lights, wine, women, and song. Everything you want is right here on Broadway. On Broadway, baby.
Confess. Oh, well, I must confess.
Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. I put a nickel in the vendor, said, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring us another round. We started into dancing. I said, how about romancing? She said, you'd better put that money down. Oh, well, I must confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. To my satisfaction, I wanted to see some action. Showed me to that hole right in that wall. I bet $1.10. I rolled those dice, they began to spin. Snake eyes was the first thing they did call. Oh, well, I must confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. Confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess.
You tell Judy and I'll tell Jake to bring some chicken and a chocolate cake. I bring a little home food to keep awake. Now hurry, hurry, for goodness sake. Cause yes, are coming and so is Sue. A crawfish is jumping in the big bayou. I bring some bait for the crawfish line. I'll bring your gal and I'll bring mine.
Crawfish, 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 crawfish.
Cousin by the dozens and tell them to bring some wine.
Ask the butcher, ask the baker, and the maker, the potato.
We'll cook crawfish and have a real good time. I'll tell Jake to bring some chicken and a chocolate cake. I'll bring a little home food to keep awake. Now hurry, hurry, for goodness sake. Cause yes, they're coming and so is Sue. A crawfish is jumping in the big bayou. I'll bring some bait for the crawfish line. Bring your gal and I'll bring mine.
Crawfish, 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 crawfish. Get out by Sham, meet me on the big bayou. Crawfish, crawfish.
This is a hit!
Notice to let you know that we are no longer friends. For you have committed the one act for which there is no forgiveness. You have taken my name. You have stolen from me the one thing that made my life worth living. My lover. It would be foolish for me to try and tell you all the torture I'm going through. But this much I must tell you. Honey, don't mistreat him. Don't try to make a dog and a fool of him as you have so many others. Because if you do, I'm afraid it would be more than I could bear. It's been less than an hour since he's been gone. But it seems just like a million years. I don't know how I was able to stand as he sat here and told me he was in love with another woman. You? Maybe I should have told him exactly what he was letting himself in for. But I didn't. But I am telling you, if you are not really in love and ready to treat him right, send him back to me before it's too late. The last thing he said to me before he left was that no matter what he ever did or where he went, the first love in his heart was me. And as he kissed me goodbye for the last time, it seemed as though my very last breath of life was going out the door behind him. So now I'm saying to you, this is the last time you'll ever steal a man. For from this day on, my life is dedicated to his happiness. Today I become a watchdog. And from now on, I watch you. And the day you get tired of him and try to cast him aside is the day you die. You have taken my love. Now let it last you for a lifetime. And now I close my letter. Your ex-girlfriend, Miss Olive, have been misused, Brown. P.S. And another thing. I don't care where you see me, on any street that I'm on, please cross over on the other side. 'Cause, honey, I'm afraid I can't stand you. You hear? And I do mean you.
while I was down in Tennessee. All my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track. Seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, hey man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call bacon fat. It goes. Oh, have mercy. Help yourself, young. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I want to holler, but the town's too small. Have mercy. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a bump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go. Oh, have mercy. Entertain the people, young'un. Oh, help yourself. Oh, have mercy. Mm-hmm. Oh, now play it good, now play it good. Yes, but the chicken was never like this. Have mercy. Have mercy, young man. Have mercy. Have mercy.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah. Down here. Oh, we got a little slapback. Thank you, Nick. That was Andre Williams by request with a little of that bacon fat. Or Little Richard with Miss Anne. Olive Brown with Letter to My Girlfriend. Clarence Garlow with Crawfish and Stick McGee with Whiskey Women and Loaded Dice. We opened up with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and Broadway. And we'll be hearing from Hank Ballard at exactly 5 o'clock, seeing as we've taped the thing 2 days ago and we know when it'll show up. And that's a great interview, folks. And in the meantime, we have the world famous Blue Jays with us here in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are these little fellows?
Oh, Jethro.
Why don't you guys sit down in front of a mic? Jay, pull up a chair.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in. Make yourself at home. Listen to the jungle drums. Well, fellows.
How you doing?
This is
you
the
doing,
world man? Famous, the frontal lobe of the world famous Blue Jays. We don't hang out with rhythm sections this early in the day. Jay Godfrey.
Hello.
And Jeremy Jethro Tepper.
Cheers.
Will be appearing tonight at, tell them, Jay.
We'll be at McGovern's, 305 Spring Street, downtown Manhattan, from about 10 till whenever. It's free, and we'll be selling t-shirts, so you can buy one of them.
We're going to give t-shirts away over the air today, too.
We're going to give t-shirts away.
But in order to get them, you got to come to the gig tonight. You got to come down to the gig.
Oh, okay.
And we want to welcome people to come down and
Jerry, you going to be doing your human target set again?
Well, I don't know.
The broken glass and beer thing?
The last time the Blue Jays played at McGovern's, where they are.
Highly recommended, folks. It really was like Metallic KO,
it's
you know,
a great
without
place
the marshals.
It's a great place to throw bottles at the band and force them to play your request. And they'll, these guys know at least 20,000 songs.
There is no shame in the Blue Jays. They will play anything.
It's true. And you guys are going to be here playing some songs in the studio, or what?
We're going to play a couple songs live. We're going to start off with
Don't tell him.
Okay, it's a guess. Guess the number.
But we welcome your phone calls in and any comments or insults you want to fling at us, as well as you know, like, request at the time. So
if your listeners won't pick up that slack, us in the booth will be happy to.
And or you can request tunes we'll do later tonight, too, at the government.
So should we, you're Jeremy here, former editor of Main Event magazine, for you wrestling fans. How'd you get canned from that job, friend? Let's dry
throwing
up
bottles out of the window of the Empire State Building.
Ooh. And
no, they moved the office up 20 flights, and they didn't have room for me.
and now you've moved over to Truck Stop Magazine.
No, where not you're Truck Stop Magazine.
What's it
Jim,
called?
It's Modern Truck Stop News.
Modern Truck Stop News. Is that a fag magazine?
No, this is for the owners and operators of truck stops here in America.
And you brought a little truck stop material for us today.
Yeah, we got a whole truck stop set we'll get to tonight.
What side of this is cued?
Are you gonna go with Gene?
Is this where we're starting?
Yeah, start right with that. Yeah. We're gonna play.
No S words, no F words. No,
we're gonna play the intro here. Gene Tracy, this is from one of a series of truck stop tapes called, what is that one called?
A Truck Stop Is the Best Place to Eat.
Right. Describe that picture on the cover there, Jim.
The picture on the cover is Gene Tracy looking up at a pair of legs from hell. There's a blonde sitting on top
Poised
of the counter.
Poised on the hood of a GMC.
No, she's on the counter of a truck stop there.
That's a good one. Why don't you play that?
We're going to play that, and then we're going to hear more from the world-famous Blue Jays. We got Hank Ballard and the Midnighters coming up at 5 o'clock. We have Roscoe's Vibe Report at 4:30.
Mop, mop. And now, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you directly from the trucking capital of the world, Charlotte, North Carolina, a former truck driver himself, the internationally famous comedian, entertainer, after-dinner speaker, Mr. Gene Tracy. Yay!
Emma Dean was what you'd call an Oklahoma two-sacker. Now that means you gotta put a sack on your head in case hers comes off. She's ugly. Damn. Oh, shit, she is so goddamn fat. If anybody had ever told her to haul ass, she'd have had to make two trips.
Boston to St. Louis. There's some that I don't even know, but I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, don't you roll so slow. Big Ann is waiting in Memphis, and Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in Knoxville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, a wheeling dealing, a truck driving son of a gun. Well, there goes Joe, flying low, picking up his time. But from where I sit, I don't believe you'd say I'm wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy 8. If you think I'm losing time, you're running late. I got a steady little baby waiting back home for me. There are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee. And six more women, at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, a wheeling dealing, truck driving son of a gun. Sitting in this beer joint down in Houston, Texas. Been drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking to some Mexicans. And we was, what's that you say? What's Colorado Kool-Aid? Well, it's a can of coolers, brewed from a mountain stream. A hater set your head on fire and make your kidneys scream. Oh, it sure is fine.
Yeah, and we was having ourselves what you call one of them real good times. But you know, every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friends, sure enough wants to fight. Yeah, he gonna whoop everything in sight. Well, sir, he took him a big cold swaller of beer, and he walked over and spit it in my Mexican friend's ear. Well, now, sure enough, that made my buddy real mad, 'cause that's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big long switchblade knife, and quick as a whistle, he began to slice. That big mean drunk stood back, his face full of tears, looking down at the floor at one of his ears. Well, he cut that thing off even with the sideburn. Now, you might say that that little old Mexican fella just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. He bent over with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. And he said, "Now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer, just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way." That's what I heard him say. And I said, "Barmaid, set us up a round of that Colorado Kool-Aid. And while you're up there, bring this fella a box of Band-Aids." Now, let me tell you, if you're ever riding down in South Texas, and you decide to stop and drink some Colorado Kool-Aid and maybe talk to some Mexicans, and you get the urge to get a little tough, let me tell you better make damn sure you got your knife-proof earmuffs. Hey, ain't that right, big man? I said, ain't that right, big man? He can't hear, not on his side anyway. He ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us a big glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it? How you doing, big man? You still got your ear in your hand? Hey, Lordy.
And you can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
You know, a lot of folks stop at truck stops. They just naturally think they should, 'cause they figure any place that a truck driver eats, the food just gotta be good. So they go there amongst all them truckers, sitting around and talking about loads. They're talking about women and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. There's a little old place on I-76 where a lot of them drivers stop and get their kicks, reckless eyeballing this waitress they got called Flo. Now there's always a bunch in there hanging out and just a cutting up and talking about how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. It's a wonder a fella can sit down and eat his ham and eggs or his bread and meat with a good-looking woman like that around on the go. First thing you know, you start to fidget and fussing and nudging one another instead of discussing just how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. Well, old Flo just takes it all in stride and swells all up with her woman pride. She's tickled plum pink, y'all come in to see her show. Yeah, and she throws in another little extra wiggle in her walk, and you just sit there and grin and talk about a homemade loving and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks can go. Now, I can't explain how it makes you feel, but you tip her $5 on a $2 meal, get yourself together and start heading out kind of slow. When you're pushing that diesel on down the line, you get to thinking about that woman you left behind, how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and just how fast them trucks will go. I thanked her and I called her back again. I said, "You know that that song sure do fit me. I'm just a truck driving man. So pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. Then drop another quarter in the jukebox, play a song about a truck driving man. I climbed up aboard my old semi, and like a flash I was gone. Got all them big wheels a-rolling, I'm on my way to Southern Cal. So pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. Then drop another quarter in the jukebox, play a song about a truck driving man. I said, pour me another cup of coffee, thought it is the best in the land. Then drop another quarter in the jukebox, play a song about a truck driving man. Yeah, I'm just a truck driving man.
The world famous Blue Jays, a little that. Woo! A little echo, too. Give me some drums, too. With the steel guitar rag, we hear Dave Dudley with Truck Driving Man, How Fat and How Fast Those Trucks Go. Red Sovine with Trucks Driving Son of a Gun and Colorado Kool-Aid, and a little humor from Gene Tracy. This is all picked by Jeremy from the world famous Blue Jays and American Truck Stop News. Jeremy, can you verbalize your feelings in there for us?
Well, you got to get it right, Jim. The magazine I work for is called Modern Truck Stop News, Jim. It's not for the old truck stops, and not for the, you know, this is not for these rundown kind of, you know, grease holes here. We're talking about the modern truck stop on the interstate system.
The class joints.
Huh?
Excuse me, Bruce?
No, never mind.
Oh. Anyway, that was a fine little number. It took us a little bit to get the kinks out of the thing. My famous road crew is working on it, though. We have another number here from the Blue Jays that you are going to entertain us with on this snowy Saturday afternoon. Why don't you introduce it for us?
Well, we want, you know, take it easy today. Put your feet up and tune into the hound here, because we got to save our energy for tonight.
They'll be at McGovern's.
Your guns, we're going down to McGovern's
right
tonight.
And they'll have their rhythm section tonight, and you can throw beer bottles at
the
them.
Whole Blue Jay experience there.
I'll tell you a secret, folks. These guys know the entire Stooges catalog, and when threatened with physical violence, we'll play it. That's McGovern's 305 Spring Street. That's west of Hudson Street in the
highly
West
Highly recommended, folks. Highly recommended.
Right. The world-famous Blue Jays. Coming up later in the show, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. But meanwhile, you want to do a little another number thing?
Yeah,
play rock, boys.
Yeah, give us a unit.
We're going to do the one that Jim's played on the show here, the Big Dog Blues for them. For the hound audience out there.
Mm-hmm. won't you leave my kid alone? Get along now, little doggies, before I pick a bone. I'm a big dog now. Oh, I can bark and bite. Bark and I can bite. Get away from my kid, you better come around, be looking for a fight. You're acting like the hound when I was out of town, but now the big dog's back around, won't send you on to the pound. I'm a big dog now. I'm a big dog now.
Well, I'm a big dog, I can bark and I can bite.
Move over, little dog, big old dog, move it in. I know you like my kitten, cause I can hear by the way you howl. I'm around when the big dog's on the prowl. I'm a big dog now. I can bark and I can bite.
Well, I'm a big dog, I can bark and I can bite.
Get away from my kitten, oh, big old dog, move it in. Play it again, Jay. A puppy with the master on my own. But that was a long, long time ago. Won't you look how I've grown?
I'm a big dog now.
I'm a big dog.
Well, I'm a big dog. I can bark and I can bite.
Move over, little dog. Big old chubby dog moving in. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a big dog now. I'm a big dog now. I'm a big dog now. I don't need you anyhow.
Cause I'm a big dog now.
Move over, little dog. Big old dog moving.
And you can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Thank you, world famous Blue Jays.
That was wonderful.
Anyway, we'll be hearing more from Jeremy and Jay, world famous Blue Jays. You can catch them tonight at McGovern's.
Yeah, with the whole band.
We got a State of the Vibe report coming up at 4:30. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters at 5 o'clock. And in the meantime...
Ho!
Ho! In the meantime, back to that same old slop.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
You bet. We go one long day. A long man walking down a long street with his long paintball in his long hand.
Well, here comes a long police car along the street with his long club in his long hand.
The long police walk across the long street, the long man said, what you done here? Drink all this long whiskey in front of all these long old people. Police and long man got in one of them big long arguments. Long police rushed down by the long side, got that long club. Look at that, Mr. Long. Police said, long man. Hit me up the side of my long head, that long club. Or you better take me on down to your long jail. Or if I help out Mac and Stan, that old long jail. Well, the next long day, the long police took a long man on down for that long jail. Next day, took him on down for that old long jerk. That's it, the long jerk behind a long desk. In a long chair, all dressed up in a long black cape. Long jerk on that long desk three long times and say, quiet here, y'all with my long coat. Police told the long jerk, the long stir out the long man. The long jerk and long man, 10 long years. Look at that bitch, the long jerk and long man. give me 10 long years. Crying, there's nothing wrong in a long time. Well, long man knocked the long police down the long floor and went through that long, long door. Well, long police jumped from that long floor, put that long window and rest down by the long side. Shot long man 6 long time, that long 44. Long man went down that long road, held up a long hand, hollered back one long time. Well, long police didn't tell that long jerk, and he was long gone. I'm the long man. Yeah, I'm the long man. Y'all did me wrong.
Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
What?
Yeah?
No.
What do I got to do?
No.
Hello?
Ronnie.
Hello?
Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Ronnie.
Okay,
thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, could you ask, this is Louie. Could you ask if, Sal Lanny is there?
Sal Lanny?
Yeah.
Sal Lanny? Sal Lanny? No, no.
No, he's not there. Okay, thanks a lot. I'll see you later. I'll be down later. Right.
Talk to a man by the name of Pepperoni?
Si, yes.
Pepperoni! Pepperoni here! Pepperoni!
No, nobody but that name. It's not here? No. Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right. Now, cat, don't touch that gal there, please. You get wasted. Down to your knees. No, I don't like to pray. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Every day when I shave, when my house coat, two men have to hold me or I'll cut my throat. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Well, I bought me a blade, one that I could afford. Too long to be a knight, and too short to be swole. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Smart with my knees. Now he wears the signs and rest in peace. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Now I don't claim to be bad, don't claim to be strong. I just like to keep bad people from doing me wrong. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you.
Oh, incidentally, I hope it didn't offend anybody.
Peeping and hiding, I'm so glad I got wise. Ripping and running, drinking and running, baby, I got empty old jive. You're slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding, I caught you in the act last night. Oh, you pick a knob, a two-time job, I've been told a long time ago. You've been running around with that man close down, baby, that hurt me so. You're slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding, won't be like that no more. Slipping in a slide, you better be moving on. You better be
way to me. And that is true. More than the need that I have for you. Oh, baby, can't you see? Well, you must do something for me. Something. Well, I'll never sleep awake tonight. Not unless you come on over. Come over and see me. Oh, Lord, I've been so much misery. Well, let you do something for me. Until you hear it, oh, my heart cry. Yes, baby, stop it, something like it keeps me. Ow! You got to squeeze at me with my love, love, love. Come and die. Yes, darling, give me your life and give me your heart. Yes, make me know that we'll never, never, never part. Oh, Lord, I'll be in so much misery. Yes, let you do something for me. Do something. Well, unless you do something for me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah. What do you think that song was called? Right. Billy Wright recorded live. Echo, please. 1951, singing his little sissy heart out there with Do Something.
Little Nicholas.
get this echo on, please?
King of slapback.
Thank y'all.
I am the Lizard King. I can do anything.
Little Willie Littlefield with Bring Down Those Bongos, Please. With Ruby Ruby. Eddie Bo with I'm Wise, which Little Richard covered. That's the original. Willie Maybon, Poison Ivy, I'll break out all over you. That's for anybody who didn't catch that, that line went, when I shave in the morning, I need two guys to hold me back.
So I don't cut my own throat, something like that?
Yeah, but he did. When he said it, it rhymed.
Yeah, it rhymed, you know, because that's like the beauty of the thing. It's the guy that tried to kill Leonard Chess.
Right, Leonard Chess was hiding, locked in a little closet in the studio while Willie Maybon looked for him with a gun.
There's a crazy man out there.
That's why there were no Willie Maybon albums when he was alive.
Yeah.
Floyd Dixon with Dance the Thing, Long Man Binder and His Thin Man with The Long Man. Woo! Anyway, in our little entertainment bonanza, we have more from the world-famous Blue Jays coming up. In fact, if they come in here, we can ask them. We have an interview with Hank Ballard of the Midnighters coming up at 5 o'clock. A little Midnighters tribute. And we got some news here. In the news, Jimmy's night on Satan's turf. Jimmy Lee Swaggart, world-acclaimed minister there and cousin of Jerry Lee Lewis and Mickey Gilley, has been in the news a lot. And it was only a matter of days before they tracked down, you know, one of these hookers. And evidently he would cruise this little strip in Louisiana. At times he wore hats or sunglasses or headbands, combing his blonde hair down in front as if he was hiding. This is a woman who had been registered for some time at Tony's Motel as Peggy Carrier. Wow. While checking in, he always used the girls' names to register, never his own, according to quote-unquote Mr. Mike, the owner of four cut-rate motels along the strip. I think we should broadcast live from Mr. Mike's hotel.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah. He's been coming in there over 2 or 3 years, the motel owner says. You know, he does this in...
Where's Jerry? Jerry, me and Jer and Mr. Brown from Sharky's Machine and some other hep cats went and saw Jimmy Lee Swaggart live.
You describe yourself as hep cats?
No, I describe Mr. Brown as a hep cat.
Oh, okay.
Devotional dudes.
Yeah, it was pretty swinging. We saw him at the Garden.
Yeah, went to the Garden. It was packed house.
Yeah, we couldn't, like, hang around for the speaking in tongues afterwards, though.
He did a little gospel jam. He was hitting the keys.
Anyway,
yeah, and he was, like, ragging on modern art and stuff. It's pretty amazing.
And his sinner cousin.
Yeah.
Anyway, the prostitute who said she performed obscene acts for TV evangelist for. That's what I like about that sentence.
Yeah, Jimmy Swaggart, the plumber's helper,
has been hired as an agent to sell her story. Deborah Murphy and agent John Martinese were trying to sell her story to the National Enquirer, People Magazine, or the ABC TV show Nightline. I think they should go right for the Fox Network.
Yeah, that's true.
Go right for... what's his name? Maury Povich.
Well, no, get like do a fictional thing with like Christina Applegate playing the working girl in question.
That would be good. Frankie Lyman's in the news again.
how is that exactly, huh?
Well, one of these scary little doo-wop associations here, United in Group Harmony Association of Clifton, New Jersey.
Yeah, Billy and Miriam are going to their meeting tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Rather than go see the Blue Jays?
No accounting for taste.
And seems Frankie Lyman, who died of a heroin overdose in 1968, has laid in an unmarked grave in St. Raymond Cemetery up there in the Bronx. Sadly, even the stone cannot yet be placed because three women claim to be his widow, and until the court decides, there will be no one to authorize it. At stake, of course, I'm reading this, guys. At stake, of course, is more than tombstone authorization. Royalties from Why Do Fools Fall in Love can bring in hundreds of thousands of bucks, right? Anyway, there hasn't been the Frankie Lyman story yet.
No.
You know, I'm sure Michael Jackson must own the rights to that one.
Yeah.
We have an article here that our little pal Julie clipped out from a paper about penis fractures, although I'm still kind of on the morning missile thing, so I can't read it.
Yeah, that's a little too close to home.
This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. We have Jeremy here from the world-famous Blue Jays who will be at McGovern's tonight. Tell the folks just what to expect from your little combo.
Well, I really don't know myself, but... I really don't know. What...
Well, that's a pretty good answer. I mean, get out of here, then.
I know, Jeremy, really, we got quite a few...
Wait, it's wasting my time.
We got quite a few hours to recuperate.
Unknown quantities.
Yeah.
All right, get him out of here and get the other guy in here.
Okay, nurse.
I'll talk.
Jail talk. So
we'll talk.
Well, tell the folks why they should come down to McGovern's.
You should come down to McGovern's. First of all, it's free.
Big, big plus there.
It's free. It's a nice place. It's not bad. And we'll play long and
stupid.
And stupid. And we'll start out pretty good and then degenerate.
They play rock and roll. It's not an approximation. It's nothing with a hyphen. I think they're a great band.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I always have a good time.
Yeah, and your guitar careers can go down and check out Jay's amazing right hand technique. Master flat picker.
All right. Anyway, there's no way these guys are going to fill up 7 minutes to the Vibe Report by talking.
Yeah.
So it's back to the vinyl.
So long.
You make me nervous when you walk. You make me nervous when you talk. You make me nervous, can't you see? Baby, what you doing to me? You make me nervous with your smile. You make me nervous with your style. You make me nervous, what can I do? Honey, I want some love from you. Well, my heart starts to pound, and when I see you go by, I get down inside and I just wanna cry. I'm all fed up with your way of life. Listen to me, baby, cause you're driving me wild. You make me nervous when you walk. You make me nervous when you talk. You make me nervous, can't you see? Baby, what you doing to me? You make me nervous with your smile. You make me nervous with your style. You make me nervous, what can I do? Honey, I want some love from you. Well, my heart starts to pound, and when I see you go by, I get down inside and I just wanna cry. I'm all fed up with her. Wait a while, oh, baby, you're nearly driving me wild. Ooh, nervous. Yeah, nervous.
This is a hit!
Boom, boom, boom. What's that on your head, babe? It couldn't be no hair, hair. From 10 feet off, you look just like
one of them grizzly bears.
You need a
boom, 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 boom.
Hair net. Any old kind of
hair net.
Some gold to buy a
hair net.
Any old kind of
hair net.
Any old thing just to put on your head. I'm afraid to touch your head, babe, for fear I might cut my hand. And your head is dirty like a pile of dust,
hard as frying pan.
You need a
boom, 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 boom
hair net. Any old kind of some gold to buy her. Any old kind of any old thing just to put on your head. Well, you ought to be ashamed, babe, for doing the way you do, do. You go around with your head a mess. You can't say that that ain't true. You need a
boom, 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 boom
hair net. Any old kind of
hair net.
Some gold to buy a
hair net.
Any old kind of
hair net.
Any old thing just to put on your head.
Boom, ba, boom, boom.
Hairnet.
Well, I'm gonna get me some rocking shoes. Then I'm gonna rock away all of my blues. I'm a rocking daddy. Hey, rocking daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from deep down Tennessee. Well, I told little mama, hold me tight. Beat it up and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy. Hey, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from deep down Tennessee. Blues, I'm a rockin' daddy. Hey, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from ding dong, Tennessee. Well, I told little mama, hold me tight. Sweet syrup and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy. Hey, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from ding dong, Tennessee. Sweet syrup and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy. Hey, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from ding dong Tennessee.
Yeah,
Howdy here with the Sound of the Midnighters. And open up your back door. We have an interview with Hank Ballard coming up at 5. What else was it? Eddie Bond and the Stompers with Rockin' Daddy. The Five Peaks with the amazing You Need a Hair Net. And we open up with Gene Summers and Nervous. And where's that little sound? You know what that is? You know what that, sound is, folks? It means it's time for the State of the Vibe Report.
I said...
He's dialing.
Yeah. Meanwhile, dial carefully.
But I can read the phone instructions while he's dialing. Put channel 3 in program, bring up volume fader, hit air button with on the symmetrics, and then line.
I think that's him. Isn't that his little white light there?
Yep.
Blinking merrily away. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello.
Roscoe.
Yo, the hat. Hello.
Yes.
It's like a miracle, you know. Every week.
When this thing works out, I'm always freaked out. Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Am I coming over the air?
You're on the air,
radio
friend.
Down.
Oh, beautiful. Well, hey. What's
hey,
shaking, dude?
Hey. Well, we got Jeremy a little demotivated and tonalized, and I think things are going just swell.
Uh-huh. Right. Those Blue Jays, they're very nice boys.
I'll say.
Yeah.
They've been good to us.
They've been very good to me.
So do we have a vibe report today, friend?
Yeah, well, I've been, in this, sort of hectic schedule and running around like crazy and everything, and I've been pretty busy, but, you know, every so often you come across something while you're, running like a maniac, and you look at it, and it just is so unbelievable in just how great it is. I saw this one little paragraph, that I guess it means a lot to me.
Will you share it with us?
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to have Jack read it to you. He's right here.
Jacques boy?
People
howdy, Jack.
Can read along with you. Just grab your can of Budweiser and stand up and read along with Jack. Here you go. Here's Jack.
This is the famous Budweiser beer we know of no brand produced by any other brewer, which costs so much to brew and age. Our exclusive Beechwood aging produces a taste, a smoothness, and a drinkability you will find in no other beer.
You've said it all.
You guys been sort of hanging around with Fellini or something, huh?
Hey, man. It's like the Budweiser song.
I heard people all over the North Jersey reciting along.
Yeah, there's a loud clatter of cans out here, definitely.
Yeah.
So I've got to say, show up at the Jays if you're bold. And remember that...
It doesn't have to be old to be classic rock?
In cold weather. Oh, they seem to go together.
Thank you, Roscoe. The State of the Vibe Report, folks. Anyways, we got something else queued up for you here. And it's a live tape of the Vibe Meister, Roscoe, playing along with our guests, the world-famous Blue Jays. And you can see that event recreated before your very orbs tonight, 305 Spring Street. It's free. Somebody might even buy you a drink, or you can come down and buy the Houndy drink. Hit it.
Took a redhead for a ride, and I held her close by my side. Said, hey baby, got a news for you. Got a tiger in your front seat too.
Yeah, and here with the world-famous Blue Jays and our Vibe Meister Roscoe recorded live in Poughkeepsie with a little manly rockmanship going on there. Say that on mic.
At the Chance, a very fine room in Poughkeepsie.
At the Chance in Poughkeepsie. Mm. Anyway, the Jays are going to be playing for us. What do you got there, Jeremy? You're going to play it again?
No,
that was it, though.
Yeah, we know what that was. We just said it.
Now I want to play, we're going to do the 10-Pin Boogie now.
This is a song that we penned.
The 10-Pin Boogie. And we recorded the 10-Pin Boogie, and Eric, the Bodmeister, he's been working with us in the studio, and we got some crazy new sounds to play for you.
New sounds. That's what we like.
But we don't have them ready yet, so we're going to give you the old.
That's what we like to hear.
The old
sound. Yeah, cutting edge, right?
10 to new
our brand new craze going around Poe Town, better than drinking and hanging around. Instead of rocking with the same old sound, we go down to the lanes and roll the pins down. We do the 10-pin boogie.
10-pin boogie.
10-pin boogie.
10-pin boogie.
10-pin boogie. We roll that rock along. Ain't never gonna worry about what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna roll away all of my blues. Give it a try, I got nothing to lose. Won't step on my two-tone shoes. We do the 10-pin
boogie.
10-pin
boogie.
10-pin boogie. 10-pin boogie, roll that rock along. Gonna roll with the boogie. Gonna roll with the 10-pin boogie. Gonna roll with the boogie. Gonna roll with the 10-pin boogie. The 10-pin boogie, roll that rock along. Ain't never gonna worry about what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna roll away all of my blues. Won't you give it a try? I got nothing to lose. Gonna step on my two-tone shoes. We do the 10-pin
boogie.
10-pin boogie.
10-pin boogie.
10-pin boogie. Roll that rock along.
Boogie.
a little rockmanship there from the world-famous Blue Jays and the 10-pin boogie. I know this to be true. Jeremy did kill me in bowling over the Christmas holidays.
Down at the Dolphin Bowl.
That Dolphin Bowl in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So do we have another number for the road?
Tell them where we wound up that night.
Lester's Diner.
Cafe Elvis.
Oh, the Club Elvis, then Lester's Diner. We hit all the hot spots in Florida in our little tour.
We're going to try one, another rhythmic type tune we got to learn from Brownie McGee.
Your old pal Brownie, eh? I actually learned it from Brownie, who owns the Crow's Nest on Avenue A.
About 10,000 years ago, ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses play a ring around the roses. I whooped the man that says it wasn't. I was there when Gabriel and Chris and the Golden Noble. So Adam and Eve come flying on through the door. When the apple they were eating, I was around the corner creeping. I can prove that I'm the man who ate the corn. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw the Pharaoh's daughter take Moses from the water. And I whooped the man that says that it ain't so. Yeah.
Lost, but I'll get back.
Say it again, Jay. I was there when old Noah built the ark. I crawled in through the window after dark. Saw Jonah in the belly of a whale, Daniel in the lion's tail. I cruised on over Canaan, I want to tell you again that I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I'll see her upon Moses, they ring around the roses. I whoop the man that says that it ain't so. Take it again, Jay. Years ago, ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses dancing around the roses. I was the man that says that it ain't so. Well, I was born about 10,000 years ago.
World that I don't know.
We're the world famous Blue Jays, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna be at McGovern's tonight, 305 Spring Street. Only time I can talk is when I'm playing, I tell ya. Felt dumbfounded here today.
Add bass drums in a bar, folks, and you have a guaranteed good time.
We're going to be down to
tonight. It's free. 305 Spring Street.
Like and it's free to get in, right?
And, right.
Yeah, it's free, too.
We're going to play all night.
And it's free.
There ain't nothing else to do.
Thank you, world famous Blue Jays. Anyways, folks.
It's free to get in, right?
Yeah.
This is WFMU, East Orange. I'm the Hound.
Yeah, good feelings, capital of the world.
And we have
the love in that room.
World famous Blue Jays, folks. 305 Spring Street, McGovern's. Okay, we've plugged that thing more than enough. We got a Hank Ballard interview coming up in about 10 minutes.
We can nap, man.
Yeah. In the meantime, we'll spin a disc, get the Rebel Rousers queued up.
Well, an eager cat is sitting on a hot tin roof. An eager cat is sitting on a hot tin roof. An eager cat is looking for a gallon of news. I got a whole lot of loving just waiting in the oven. When she looks my way, I almost lose my mind. When she looks my way, I almost lose my mind. I'm just waiting for the come on sign. I'd like to hook her if I hadn't to fly. Well, my red-headed woman. Well, my red-headed woman. Well, my red-headed woman. I said a sugar and a spice and a everything night round. I can handle all that woman can serve. My angles were just made for her curve. Well, my red-headed woman. Well, my red-headed woman. Well, my red-headed woman. I said a sugar and a spice and a everything nice.
jerk. Oh, my feet all the time, and oh, man, how they hurt. Don't make much, but I sure get the news. I don't have much time for getting the blues. My friends drop in for sodas and pop. They're all talking plans about a new record hop. All day long, I'm a filling on them, taking in nickels, dimes, and quarters. Cherry sodas and a chocolate shake, strawberry sundaes and a lemon phosphate. Time to clean the fountain, cause it's almost five. You know me, Dad, after five I jive. I wanna jive. I wanna jive. Ooh, I wanna jive. Yes, after five. Oh, I wanna jive. Man alive, after five. Wipe the counter, just work here, Dad. I'm not the founder. I keep a working and a watching the clock. I'm peeping out the window for my baby to stop. We'll head out of town to a little night dive. Cause you know me, Dad, after five I jive. All day long I'm filling orders, taking in nickels, dimes and quarters, cherry cokes and a tall root beer. A cone of vanilla with a chocolate spear. Time to clean the fountain, cause it's almost five. You know me, Dad, after five I jive. I wanna jive. I wanna jive. Ooh, whatever jive. Yeah, I wanna jive. Yes, a man alive. Come on now, cat, let's jive. Hey, the body rock. I wanna jive. I wanna jive.
This is a hit!
Yeah, Hound here with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and the Hoochie Coochie Coo. We heard Carl Perkins, Jive After Five, the Cellos, and the Bebop Mouse, the Rebel Rousers with Redheaded Woman. Bop, bop, bop. That was the whole set. Anyways, Bill Brucci, you're leaning in the mic as if you have a thought in your mind.
No, no, I'm just trying to get comfortable. I think that whole set was broadcasting sense around. You hear that?
Yeah, there's some weird kind of hum going on here.
Yeah, it's neat. Sort of like, you know,
I think it's in that little midway. I think it's in the other turntable. We can just drop the drums up. Meanwhile, I have like one channel in my headphones here.
Yeah, a wing and a prayer, folks.
Anyway, there it is.
I'm down here with tape.
Anyway, folks, through our little hamlet of New York this week, passed through the greatest of all R&B acts out there on the road. In fact, my all-time favorite rock and roll band, I think, just about. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. It was a totally amazing show. We did an interview Thursday afternoon with Hank, which we're going to replay for you right now. Hank can't be here because they're out somewhere tearing it up in
entertaining
some town.
Folks in some lucky burg.
Yeah. And if you ever get a chance, not only are they the most amazing rock and roll band you'll ever see, but Hank's about the nicest guy you'll ever want to meet. And here we go. This goes on for a while.
So what kind of music did you listen to when you were growing up?
WFMU East Orange, by the way.
Yeah.
In Detroit, what kind of things were you listening to?
Country and Western.
Really?
Yeah, Gene Autry. Country music, because there was no... during that time, there was no black radio. And all you heard on the radio was pop and country. And something inside of me that's really country, man. I like country music. That's my first music. Country, gospel, rock and roll, pop. I like it all. My first music was country music. Gene Autry was my first inspiration to want to be a singer.
So did you be singing country music
mm-hmm.
at all?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, you know, I did a country tune last night, Sugar Ree, that Marty Roberts wrote for me.
Right.
The late Marty Roberts. Sugar Ree, Sugar Ree.
Like the York brothers had that out too.
Yeah, the York, yeah, they had a version of it out too. I don't know why I like country music, man. I like it if it's good, you know.
And when you joined the Midnighters, they were the Royals, and they had a record out. How did you come into the Royals?
I came in. They were looking for a replacement. One of the baritone singers was inducted into the service in the Army, and they were looking for a replacement. And I was employed at Ford Motors, and so was the guy that founded the Roars. He the one that started the group. He was working on the assembly line also. He used to hear me singing up and down the assembly line every day. He thought that I had the right voice to fulfill Lawson Smith, the guy that was inducted into service. They auditioned me, and I went in as a background singer, baritone singer. But what happened during that time, all the groups were sounding like Sonny T and the Orioles. All the groups. Sonny T and the Orioles are the ones started all this, you know. Mm-hmm. Groups on every corner, all through the night, waking up the neighborhood. Until Clyde McFadden came through with the drift, with the dominoes, Billy Ward and the dominoes. Mm-hmm. And then the tempo went up, the whole trend changed. But Sonny T and the Orioles is all sweet, romantic songs. Clyde McFadden came through with 60 Minute Man, Have Mercy, Mercy Baby. The tempo went up. And that's when I started writing. And I told the Royals that they should, that everybody was sounding like Sonny T and the Orioles, it's time for a change. Let's get funky. And because I really, see, Clyde was on my idols also. Mm-hmm. He was my second biggest idol besides Gene Autry. I guess people think, when I tell people Gene Autry was my first inspiration, man, they look at me like I'm crazy, you know. But I think the man had a darn nice voice. Matter of fact, He's still singing good. He's almost 80 years old.
He owns the baseball team.
Right? Yeah, and every year I'm pulling for the Angels to win for him, you know. I want him to win for him so bad, you know. My manager sent him a letter and a press kit and everything last week, you know.
Wow.
I'm letting him know that he is responsible for me ever being a singer, because I never even thought about being a singer until I heard him singing, "Back in the Saddle Again." I'll wear a friend as a friend. America's first singing cowboy, folks.
All right, when you were cutting these records, the first songs that you brought to the Midnighters were pretty racy songs, and they were pretty hard sounding for the time. What kind of reaction were you getting?
It was a song, the very first song I wrote was a song called Get It. We had some mild success with that one, about 250,000 records. But then I knew that was the marketplace for those kind of records, you know. The risque records. But then I got lucky and wrote a song. Not knowing, had no idea the song was going to be as huge as it was. Work With Me, Anna. It was banned from the radio, but it was such a big hit. Big jukebox hit. And they bought it. It's still selling today. Georgia Gibbs got lucky with that melody. Ella James got lucky with it. Georgia Gibbs had danced with me, Henry, which was working me, Annie, with a different lyric. Right. Ella James had The Wallflower, which was Roll With Me, Henry, but they made a change of title. They said Roll With Me, Henry was a little too risque, so they changed the title to The Wallflower. She used my melody.
Buddy Holly used it. Annie's on the Midnight
Show. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, but see, I saw Buddy Holly's drummer. I think it was out there in Texas. I think we were in Dallas somewhere in that area. And we played Billy Bob's out there in Fort Worth. He's a man, we used to listen to all your stuff, man. But I know Buddy Holly's guitar had the same lick that my guitar player had, that country lick. Mm-hmm. Because the way I created the sound that we have now, I was looking for a black guitarist that loved country music, not one that could play it just to be playing, but one that loved it. And I found Billy Davis, who's been with me now since 1958, since the Twist. Billy, see, the band I had in the 50s, man, was a jazz band, but they also played the funk and the rock and roll. But Billy had all these albums stacked up on his bed. When I happened to look on his bed one day, I saw all these albums. I used to go and pull a few of them out. Man, it was all country albums, you know. And then he was hiding because he thought we would ridicule him, you know, because he liked country music, you know. But man, the man, you're just the guy I've been looking for, man. And that's when I started getting hits with him, too.
So you were one of the first.
Sugary, sugary. Got a letter from my baby. She says she's coming home today. I got a letter from my baby. She says she's coming home today. Oh, well, my baby wasn't lying. She was coming home to stay. Sugary, sugary. Sugary, sugary. A pencil and a paper, and I sit right down to write. I got a pencil and a paper, and I sit right down to write. I said I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night. She had a baggage in her hand. Oh, well, I met her at the station. She had a baggage in her hand. I said, I love you, pretty baby. I'll make you happy if I can. Sugary, sugary. Sugary, sugary.
If you don't like the music, you got to like the lyrics, man. Nobody can write lyrics like those country writers, man. Mm-hmm. Because they write it, they write life just the way it is. They tell the truth about it. And they don't beat around the bush with that pen and pencil. They tell it just the way it is. And see, most country songs are sad songs. I like sad songs because something is sad inside of me. You know, I don't know what it is, but I've always had a sadness inside of me. That's why I like sad records. The Europeans like country music because of the sadness, you know? Mm-hmm. A guy was telling me, he said, man, people in Australia and throughout Europe, they like country music because it's sad music, you know. They're always talking about my woman left me, some man took my old lady. You know, it's all about sadness. Some people would call it some record companies say it's negative music, man. But there are more sad people than there are happy people in the world. It's gotta be, man. It's gotta be. Oh, man. There's only very few happy people in the world. A lot of smiling faces out there, but they're hiding, you know. I smile a lot, but I know it's a lot. There's gotta be a lot of sadness inside of me. My leanings are towards sad songs.
No, 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 my darling.
Actually keep such a big band together on the road in this day and age. I mean, very few guys go out there.
Man, it's hard, man. But
James,
you know what?
Brown is, you know, one of the Ray Charles and Bobby Bland, that's about it.
I don't feel adequate unless I have my own band. See, I've had bad experiences with pickup bands, you know? And I was determined I was going to go back to being self-contained, regardless of what. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's a totally first-class band.
That wasn't all my band last night. One of my horns wasn't there, and my keyboard wasn't there last night. One of my horn men up in Canada, he got married a Canadian girl, because I carry three horns. But let me tell you, a lot of time I go out knowing I'm going to lose $10,000 before I even leave home, just to keep my band together, you know? Knowing I'm going to lose money, but you got to keep them working to keep them together. Because I know, I'm so optimistic about my future. I know that I'm going to have a heavyweight album. I really honestly believe I'm going to have a big album this year, a big one. I'm going to come back like Tina came back.
And you knew Jackie Wilson?
Oh, yeah. That's what Jackie we always do. Yeah, we always do a tribute to Jackie, the late Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson was a powerhouse, man. He was the entertainer. He had the same charisma that Elvis Presley had. They were equal in charisma. And that's why they were buddies, you know? The Jackie was man. Charisma is when all the women love you. Boy, let me tell you, Jackie, Jack was in the fast lane. I left him out in this fast lane. Man, I can join you, man. Let me stay in the slow lane over here. I'm too laid back to be in that fast lane. That's just not my style, you know?
And Flo Ballard from the Supremes, that's one of your cousins?
Florence. Yeah, the late Florence Ballard, yeah. Yeah, Florence, I wish she was on the scene today. But, unfortunately, she's not.
I was wondering, did you know any of the other the smaller Detroit acts like Andre Williams?
Yeah. Get me to tell you, man. Now, Tim Howser, the Manhattan Transfer, is doing a solo album for Atlantic. And one of the biggest records on the album is going to be one that I wrote. And I'm doing a duet with Tim Howser, with the Midnight in the background. We're also doing Bacon Fat by Andre Williams.
Wow.
And Jailbait.
You're doing those songs?
Well, Tim Howser doing it, but the Midnight is the background, doing the background.
Wow.
Yeah, on his album, on his solo album, it's coming out on Atlantic. He went back, and it sounds good, man. You know that the Fat Boys got a twist coming out?
No, I didn't
know. Oh, you didn't know? Oh, man, they think it's going to be a monster, man, on Polydor. Oh, man, that's all you can hear over at Polydor now. They think it's going to be a monster record again. But if the twist hit again, it would fool me, man. It really, you know, because it went to number one twice within 2 years. I had a hit with it before Chubby Checker had. I had a mild hit, R&B hit with it.
Where exactly did the twist come from? I mean, the idea
from the Midnight.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you guys. See,
but the lyric came to me when they was twisting. And they were doing a routine, and the lyric came, a twist. Damn, I said, that sounds very commercial, you know? Twist. Do the twist.
There was something on one of the records in the liner notes that mentioned that you guys had cut it earlier, 4 months earlier, for a VJ.
Yeah, man, let me tell you what happened. I couldn't give it away. We recorded for VJ and they passed on it. They couldn't hear it. I said, now I know. I always did have a gut feeling that was going to be one of the biggest dance records of all time. I had that gut feeling. I said, what's wrong with this record? Why are they passing on it? So what I did, I went and rewrote the lyrics. See, because the original version was up and down and around and around and up and down and around and around. Then I went to round and round and round and round, round and round, and I took the up out, you know. I changed a few of the lyrics, took it back to King Records. They still didn't like it. You know? Oh, man. I still had that guts to see it. So they made a B-side. They released a record called Teardrops on Your Letter, which was number 5 on the R&B chart. And it was at the bottom of the pop chart. It did get on the pop chart. But I told the company, I said, man, it's still on the other side. The biggie is on the other side. They couldn't hear it. Until Buddy Dean heard it. Buddy Dean had a dance party show similar to American Bandstand in Baltimore.
There's a movie out about it now.
Oh, it is?
Called Hairspray.
Oh, yeah, we saw that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, Hairspray. We saw that. We saw the premiere of that, Ruth Brown. Yeah. And it's good. It's a good movie, man. I think it's going to be a hit.
I like what it is.
Go like this, yeah. Round and 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 round and
Buddy Dean broke the twist for you?
What happened? Buddy Dean, we was at the Royal Theater there in Baltimore for 10 days doing a twist. When the kids caught on to it, they took it to the Buddy Dean show. Buddy Dean saw his kids dancing and they wasn't touching. This is what blew his mind, you know. So he called Dick Clark. He said, "Dick, Hank Ballard and Midnight has got a record I call a twist, and the kids are going crazy over it. So they're not even touching it. Nance's not even touching." And Dick Clark said, "Well, I don't want to hear it because I know it's another one of those dirty records, you know. Another one of those dirty Hank Ballard and Midnight records." Yeah, but Buddy Dean convinced him that it was a clean record, lyrics were clean, had a good rock and roll groove. The studio auditioned about 15, 20 guys, man. And Chubby Checker was the only one who came close to my voice. He did a clone. But they did a darn good clone, though. I was grateful for that, though. I was grateful that if Chubby Checker had never cut the twist, and if Dick Clark is the one who really made the twist a big record. Mm-hmm. Because his show was so hot, man. You could do that on a record and been a hit overnight, you know. I could cough on a record and been a hit. Because he was so powerful.
So you didn't mind that Chubby Checker had to hit with it instead of you?
That was the way it was supposed to happen. My company didn't like it. Dick Clark was playing my finger-popping time 3 times a day to keep him playing my version of twist. He made finger-popping time big for me. He also made twist big for Chubby Checker. Anybody could have sung a twist and had a big hit with it, with Dick Clark playing it. Could have been anybody. He didn't have to sound like me. But boy, he did a clone. That was such a perfect clone, I would say. Because when I first heard it, I thought it was me. That's how clone it was. I thought I was getting pop play. And this jacket said, "Chevy, check." But I've never been bitter. Seemed like I should have been. Everybody think I'm crazy because I'm not bitter. Now, there's no room inside of me for bitterness. Yeah? I love feeling good inside and positive. You know, I have such a positive attitude about life.
Love 24 hours a day?
No, that was a cover I made. The original version of 24 hours a day was by some guy out of Nashville, Tennessee. It was on a small label called Excello label. But I was driving through Birmingham, Alabama one morning, en route to Atlanta. And I heard this record come over the radio, man. I said, "God, what a groove." Well, you know what? There were 5 versions out they covered him. Nobody could beat him out with that groove he had because it was recorded on a bullshit tape recorder in a basement somewhere. And it's hard to duplicate those sounds. Like Earth Angel was cut like that.
Yeah,
"You Were So Fine" by 1,000 was cut in the garage. You cannot duplicate those sounds, man. Earth Angel have never been duplicated, that sound they have on that record, man. But I heard this 24 hours a day, boy, and I just went crazy. I said, "I got to go into Cincinnati and cut this one in a hurry because I know they can't get it out in a small labor, you know." We couldn't get that groove. That is, yeah.
But I think about you, baby, 24 hours a day. Well, honey, my name is Love and Love. I need your love to keep me gay. Well, honey, my name is Love and Love. I need your love to keep me gay. And I can hold you in a
the broad daylight.
Hello, folks. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers. I just don't understand how people could have so much greed, vicious greed, you know? He's a man who never wrote a song. He put his name on other people's stuff, you know? Jane never wrote a song in his life, man. He didn't write Please Please. Bobby Berry wrote Please Please. And John Sherry. Jeez. But you know how they do. They put the name. Yeah. If you were there for production, they'll put their name on your material, man. They haven't wrote not one lyric, you know? I'm not like that. I couldn't do that to anybody, man. There's not an ounce of greed in me. I don't like to deal with people of greed. I don't have anybody in my band, boy, if I see that, boy, they got to go. Get away from around me. I don't even want you around me. That's why we get along. You can tell we get along fine, like a family, man. But there are no egos in my group. I don't want no ego, boy. Give me an ego, and boom, you are gone. It's got to be. I just want to make a living. I had to give me a new group of Midnighters because the original Midnighters got involved with the black Muslims. Didn't want to play any more white dates. Didn't want to have anything to do with white people, period. You know, and that put my career in jeopardy, so I had to take them to court to secure the trade name, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, because they didn't want to play any more white dates because we had the college circuit tied up, man. We had sold up. We was voted number one group throughout the college circuit. They didn't want to sign any more white autograph. They got fanatic, you know. And fanaticism is no good in regards to what you're doing.
Did you play a lot of, like, big frat party type things?
Oh, yeah, we used to, man. We played all the colleges, man, from Amherst all the way to down in New Orleans, University down there. Matter of fact, I just saw the guy that booked us down there. Not too long ago, Teresa. He said, I had you at Tulane University way back, about 20 years ago. You know? Like when I played the University of Alabama 20 years ago. The guy that managed the Harris in Reno, that's how we got in Reno. He's the same guy that booked us for his fraternity at University of Alabama 20 years ago. Now he's the manager of Harris in Reno.
So what would those gigs be like? Would those be more dirty or
man, you know how college students are, man. They want you to get low down and dirty. Like when you're singing finger popping down, they say something else. I don't want to say it here, but you know what they... You know, that thing of popping down, they say something else, folks. Up there at Yale University. We was playing a gig at Yale University, buddy. Harvard, all these people, the college kids want you to get down.
Hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now, get your fingers pumping time.
Yeah.
So doing that, they thought entertainment was the worst thing in the world. They thought they were all drug addicts. They all had 50 women in every town. You know, we were the scums of the planet Earth. Oh, can you imagine? You know, I've been a gentleman all my life. I never wrote nothing but clean songs in all my life. I blew and worked with me, Anna, though, when I said, Anna, please don't cheat, give me all my meat.
So we have to get you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah! I'll tell you what's going to happen,
man. Listeners write in.
When I turn loose my, just hit album on them, man, they're going to think twice. How in the hell could there ever be a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame without Hank Baldwin, didn't they?
Well, I'm just convinced that the whole thing is just the guys at Atlantic Records patting themselves on the back.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry Wexler gets to elect himself to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I don't know what it, but when they ask Chuck Berry how did he feel about being in Duck and all, he said nothing. I didn't feel anything. I don't care anything about it. And I know what he's saying. He's Bo Diddley had one hit in all his lifetime. He's in Bruce Wayne's shoe.
Carl Perkins.
He had that one hit. Both of those guys. See, Ruth Brown is very bitter about this. Mm. See, I'm not telling my manager it doesn't mean anything to me. I don't care if I don't be lucky. If they give it to me, I might hand it back to him. She thinks I'm crazy. But Ruth Brown is really bitter. She is so bitter. And I don't blame her.
If you had to pick a favorite song of all the songs you recorded, what would it be?
There's a thrill up on the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
A lot of your songs like that are similar to church songs. Like
gospel. Say, man, you've been doing your homework.
Come on, baby, let's shake it. Which is pretty similar to Satisfied with Jesus.
You did hear one
minute.
What is this I see? Came from, what's that?
Crossroads.
Came from the Nightingale. One. Yeah. See, but I had a brother had out of. That same melody but different lyrics.
Standing on the dance floor.
Standing on the corner,
you should show you
what
you
said, boy.
Music?
Oh yeah,
kid.
You know why I like the what is this I see? It's the way they did when they were saying what you said, boy. That's the part that turned me on that. All I did was change a few of the lyrics, you know, on some of my. Early ballads like in the doorway crying, and early one morning that came from the Dixie Hummingbirds. Mm. Yeah, I would always call. We've always been friends down through the years, Ira Tucker, because I always consider them blues. They sound like blues artists to me, more so than gospel. Man, I got a lot of ideas from Dixie Hummingbirds.
They still play a lot.
Oh yeah.
Still like JoJo the guitar player. Great guitar player.
What you said, boy? Standing on the corner as he show his friend. What you said, boy? Oh, man. Who the guy in North Carolina said, reason why this? That's not the number one song on there. What is this I see? Because he said it has a shag groove on. You know what they call it?
Right.
Yeah, they got that shag dance going down there.
Yeah,
because
the shagging
that country guitar lick I have in there. They laugh.
Standing on the corner as he show his friend.
What you say, boy? What you say, boy? One more time. Whoa, what is this I see? Ooh, what is this I see? Ooh, what is this I see? What's he doing?
Thank you.
How does it feel to be getting up back on stage now and just being able to make the house go crazy?
A new lease on life. Right. A new lease on my life and a new lease on my profession. But it's such a groove. You know, that's my high, man. It's when I watch people enjoying themselves and dancing to my music. That's the greatest high for me. I just love seeing people have a good time. And last night they had a good time. And they're going to have a good time tomorrow night. And the next night. That's why we always do more than what they expect us to do. You know, most club owners only want you to do 1 hour set, you know. 1 hour is just not long enough for me. I got to go over.
Well, you've got over 20 chart records just doing your hits. Or,
yeah, and then I got Cesar Valentino doing a tribute to Jackie Wilson, doing four of his songs. You know, I had the Midnighters doing three or four songs. Because I like giving people variety, you know. And then they're all classics, you know. I even do a bit of Elmo James. Y'all know Sky's Crying is a classic blues. Okay. Yeah? If you don't believe it, ask Fleetwood Mac. Well, let me tell you, when I first heard Fleetwood Mac, I swore it was Elmo James. What's the name? Green from
Peter Green.
Peter Green. Man, when I heard, I couldn't believe it. How can a guy sound so much like Elmo James? Even the guitar, man. Lick for lick, gimmick for gimmick, phrasing and everything.
He gave music and became a grave digger for a long time.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Man, he was Peter Green, the monster, man. I don't want all the money, you know? I'd rather make less money and give the people a good show. And you,
you just don't see the big show anymore, you know? I mean, you haven't the band, but, you know, everybody dressed, suits, you know, a whole review.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that's almost disappeared from the world.
I know it, man. That's why I'm going to keep doing it. Stay in your tuxedos. Stay in your tuxedos because everybody else gone the other way. I was talking to James Brown a few weeks ago. He said, Hank, you're the only entertainer out here still recording, still in and out of the studio. For 20 years, you've been in and out of the studio. I said, yeah, but this time I got one, you know? I think if you stay on top of anything, it's going to eventually happen for you, you know. Well, he's going to be shocked out of his mind when he hear what I got, boy. Everybody's going to be, my own son was shocked when he heard my little rapping tune. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Love. jump on the floor. You don't have to worry because the knock is on the door. Well, come on now, we'll jump into the heart of the town. You don't have to worry because there ain't no cops
Only I didn't put in a thumb and
flaw. So I guess I'm not as great as he thought.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, down here. With counting back from the bottom of the deck, Joe Brown, Leroy sent me. Marvin and Johnny, Cherry Pie. Lafayette Thomas, Jumping in the Heart of Town. Jimmy Reed, Go On to School. Before that, we heard our interview with Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, King of Rock and Roll. I'd like to thank Hank Ballard, his manager, Teresa McNeil, for that.
Very cool.
From the world-famous Blue Jays. McGovern's tonight, 305 Spring Street.
Yeah, be there.
Il Bruce, our color commentator. Nitro Nick, our chauffeur, head cook, and bottle washer. And Roscoe and Jack for that swell vibe report.
That was very, very beautiful, guys.
Next week on the Hound Show, Soul Caboose Extravaganza number 2 with Warren Lee.
Yeah.
And that'll be a good one.
Warren, peace.
What else? We have a couple other things just to plug. Two Phil Carlson films, Under the Acme Monday Night, Hell's Island and the Phoenix City Story. Laurie S. is up next. Tell us who your next guest is.
Smoking Gas Truck.
Smoking Gas Truck.
Live.
I can smell it. Anyway, the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise and somebody doesn't shoot me, I'll be back next week. WFMU East Orange.